We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, 6:45, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS on this Tuesday, December 1st. Now, three big things.
Three.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will consider raising water and sewer rates by just over 5%.
Two.
Sedgwick County Republicans choose former party chair Dalton Glasscock to temporarily replace Michael O'Donnell on the county commission.
One.
Wichita School Board approves full remote learning for elementary schools by the end of the week. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And to look at the traffic update here on this Tuesday morning commute, we have a potentially fatal traffic accident this morning. Tons of emergency crews on the scene of a hit-and-run accident at Meridian and MacArthur. Meridian has been blocked off in both directions, and that's affecting I-235 traffic in the area, too. And still trying to track down the vehicle that left the scene of that fatal accident. So it's a big mess this morning. Fatal accident, hit and run at Meridian and MacArthur.
Meridian and MacArthur. All right.
Traffic update with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Sunny today with a high of 49 degrees. Partly cloudy and cool tonight. The overnight low 29. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and cool with a 50% chance for rain and snow at a high of 38 degrees. Now a mostly clear sky, south wind at 7 miles per hour and 28 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and at noon on Sunday with socially distanced seating, carryout, and to-go available. Menu available at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. 6:47 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And for the first time since April, the Creighton University Mid-America Business Conditions Index, a leading economic indicator for the nine-state region stretching from Minnesota to Arkansas, including Kansas, fell but remained above growth neutral for the month. In April of this year, COVID-19 pushed the overall index to its lowest level in 11 years. Since April, the overall index has climbed above growth neutral 50 for six of the past 7 months. The November Business Conditions Index, which ranges between 0 and 100, dipped to 69.0 from October's 70.2. The Kansas Business Conditions Index, same survey for November, decreased to 60.1 from 68.7 in October. The index is a monthly survey of supply managers, and we keep an eye on it. But anything over 50 is always good, and it's been that way for quite a few months after the pandemic first hit. Despite a down close Monday, November was the best month for the Dow since 1987.
Stocks ending lower in the last trading session of November, but still managed to log a monthly return for the record books, with the S&P 500 notching its best November ever and the Dow posting its best monthly gain in three decades. As investors cheered the prospect of COVID-19 vaccines, economically sensitive stocks were among the laggards today. The Dow winners, Apple, Walmart, and Intel. The Dow decliners, Honeywell, Boeing, and Salesforce. And shares of Moderna surged 18% after the drug maker said it would ask U.S. and European health regulators to authorize use of the company's COVID-19 vaccine. The Dow falling 272 points, the Nasdaq down 7, S&P 500 down 17. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Leaders of the OPEC cartel have adjourned their meeting on future oil production. A brief statement from the oil cartel's headquarters said The talks ended, and there was no announcement on whether to prolong previously agreed-upon production cuts. Deliberations are to continue today when non-OPEC countries like Russia will join the talks. 6:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is with us this morning. Don's going to talk about Social Security today, right?
I am. There's some changes coming up for next year.
Oh, really?
And I want to get everybody up to date on them. You know, as the cost of living rises, Social Security benefits are generally go up too. Unfortunately, the cost of living adjustments rarely match the actual inflation rate for most retirees. The Social Security Administration, the SSA, recently announced the changes that they have in store for 2021. Benefit recipients will get a 1.3% raise. That's to cover for year-over-year inflation based upon the Consumer Price Index for Urban Wage Earners. That's the CPIW. Unfortunately, that index doesn't account much for the dramatic rise in health care costs. For the average retired worker, this means about $20 per month benefit raise based upon the average monthly benefit of $1,523, so an extra $20. Woo! The highest payout for somebody retiring at full retirement age will increase to $3,148 per month. That's up from $3,011 in 2020. That's at full retirement age, not at 70, but generally 66 or 67 for most people. High earners currently pay Social Security taxes based upon income up to $137,000. Any income greater than that will be taxed for Social Security purposes. For 2021, that threshold has moved up to $142,800. Those who take Social Security benefits before the full retirement age while they are still working may not receive as high of a benefit. They will have $1 withheld for every $2 they benefit. That is, for any amount they earn higher than $18,960. Once again, that's from age 62 to 66 or 67. Social Security is a pay-as-you-go program. That means that workers pay 7.65% of their payroll taxes through what's called FICA, which stands for the Federal Insurance Contributions Act. Their employers match that's 7%, and FICA taxes are used to pay for current benefits to those who are retired in need of disability payments. Any surplus goes to the Social Security Trust Fund. That fund is being depleted because of the disproportionate number of retirees relative to the number of workers. There aren't as many workers now working to build up that trust. To qualify for Social Security, a worker must earn a minimum of 40 credits. The earnings for a single credit for 2021 has gone up to $1,470 in a quarter. So if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
I'm just thinking, I've got 7 grandkids in the pipeline. About three of them are already contributing.
Oh, good, good.
So, you know, that'll help with the grandparents.
But, yeah.
Some of the baby boomers, that big bubble's got to go through.
That does, yeah. But the millennial generation is a bigger population than the boomers.
Yeah.
So once if they are all gainfully employed and making good income, then that should help level things back out. A word was that it used to be 4 people working would pay for 1 person on retirement, and it is diminished to about 3 and change.
Talk a little bit about that upper threshold of. Now, if you get to $130,000, $140,000, then you don't contribute?
No, you do. You contribute. You contribute that 7.65%, and your employer matches it up to that $140,000 threshold.
Yeah.
And anything above that you earn, you pay no FICA taxes on. You still pay Medicare taxes on that, and some other stuff as well. But
I've seen something in effect that if you raise that threshold, as you said, a little bit. That's going to help the overall.
It certainly could if they raise that to say $200,000 or something. That's going to bring in some more revenue. Although, from what I've read, that would not necessarily be enough to cover the shortfall in the trust fund that is being depleted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Today is National Pi Day. Now, this is actually the second in a year.
We just had one of these a couple weeks ago.
Well, there's one that falls on the January 23rd.
And then there's that other pie, as in mathematical pie.
March 14th.
Yeah. This is the eating pie.
This is like at least the second National Pie Day that I know of.
Did you guys have pie for Thanksgiving?
Had pumpkin pie. Chad, you have pumpkin pie?
Yes.
My grandmother's pumpkin chiffon pie hand. Oh, my God. It's lighter, fluffier, and has whipped cream.
Yes. That's the way to do it.
Lighter, the fluffier that whipped cream is, the better for me. I'm not a big fan of pumpkin, but I am a big fan of whipped cream.
Okay.
But anyway, today's my favorite, I guess, is probably banana cream, coconut cream. Ted says
he likes the chocolate.
Either French silk or black bottom.
Yeah, he likes it. How about you, Don? What's
chocolate?
That?
I like a good old all-American apple pie, maybe with a little cheddar, cheddar with it is really good.
Wow.
And also caramel topping in that. But whipped cream with everything. Whipped cream could go on top of whipped cream and bacon. You know, whipped cream and bacon together, that would probably even work, you know?
National Pie Day.
Wow.
Thank you, guys. 6:55
now. I have to go get a pie.
Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, top of the hour, we have all the news for you this morning. A couple of Biden's cabinet nominees may be hard to confirm. That's one of our top stories coming up, Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Fortis Advisors is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Has Christmas lost its magic this year? Amid too many errands to run, too many cookies to bake, too many presents to wrap, and too few hours to get it all done? Let Mike Seltzer Jewelers help you rediscover that wonderful bubble of excitement you felt as a child before the pressures of the season destroyed the enchantment. From now through December 24th, almost every piece of stunning jewelry at Mike Seltzer Jewelers is 50% off. Doesn't that make you feel better already? With 50% off, you'll be able to afford to give the kind of gifts your special someone has always dreamed of opening on Christmas morning. With a friendly, knowledgeable staff to help you choose that one-of-a-kind gift and whisk it away to be wrapped for free, you can truly enjoy the pleasures of the season rather than being destroyed by the demands. Mike Seltzer Jewelers, 2929 North Rock Road in Coma Terrace Center, where the magic of Christmas awaits you each and every single day through December 24th with 50% off.
Sore feet spoil life. Go to the Good Feet store today. They could have the answer to that pain in your feet, your ankles, your knees, your lower back. Why put up with the pain? Go and see the folks at the Good Feet store. They have special inserts that will go in all of your shoes, including ladies' high heels. Now, individual results may vary. Consult your...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.